Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And your English will improve today. We're continuing to learn about Kazakhstan, the land of wonders. And I do wonder if you like to travel to out-of-the-way places. We talked about how Kazakhstan is not a place that many tourists go to because it is out of the way. But maybe you like traveling to things that are out of the way. What do you think, Carolyn?
Well, I think it can be pretty fun if you plan your trip well and you know where you're going that's out of the way. Or maybe you really like an adventure, so you don't really plan, you just go. And you find a wonderful destination that is very out of the way. But for me, I like to know exactly where I'm going, especially if it's out of the way.
Okay, so you want to make sure that you're traveling safely whenever you travel. I like to visit out-of-the-way places, but not too often. So every once in a while, it's good to get out and do something a little bit different. That's a little bit inconvenient, but it can still be an exciting experience. Well, it's time for us to learn more about Kazakhstan in today's lesson.
Kazakhstan, the land of wonders. 6 miles south of Almaty, in the foothills of the Alatau Mountains, sits the Sunkar Raptor Sanctuary. Here you can discover Kazakhstan's ancient hunting tradition, falconry. The sanctuary has hundreds of raptors, including the golden eagle that Kazakhs favor for hunting. During the daily falconry show, watch these magnificent birds fly high above you. Continue watching as they swoop down to the ground. These eagles can spot a target from 3.22 kilometers up in the air, and then they dive down upon it at over 190 kilometers per hour.
Hello, friends. This is your Word Lady Ellen. We're back for day two of our travel article this month to Kazakhstan, a land of many wonders. Let's take a look at our vocabulary before we begin. Magnificent. Magnificent is an adjective. The tourist admired the magnificent scenery of the valley below them. Swoop. Swoop is a verb. The bird swooped down and took a fish from the river. Remote. Remote is an adjective. Getting to this remote area isn't easy. Flock. Flock is a noun. There must be 200 birds in that flock. Your more information words are Sunkar Raptor Sanctuary. Sunkar Raptor Sanctuary is a noun. Falconry. Falconry is a noun. Nomad. Nomad is a noun. Sounds like an interesting article. Let's get started.
Well, falconry sounds really cool. Sounds like something that I would like to try someday. Let's go back to the top of our section here. It says, 6 miles south of Almaty, in the foothills of the Alatau Mountains, sits the Sunkar Raptor Sanctuary. Okay, so we're leaving the city of Almaty, and we're going to the foothills of these mountains. The foothills are like the small hills that surround a big mountain or mountain range.
That's right. And at this particular mountain range, there is the Sunkar Raptor Sanctuary. Now, a raptor sanctuary would be a place where they take care of large birds. And very, very large birds, not like your little small birds that you see eating seeds, but birds that hunt other animals.
That's right. We call those birds of prey, birds that prey on other animals. birds like eagles, or falcons, or hawks, or even many owls are birds of prey, these raptors that you might find at this raptor sanctuary. Well, here you can discover Kazakhstan's ancient hunting tradition, falconry. And this is something that I would love to do. Falconry, what is this, Carolyn?
Well, they train falcons to hunt for them. So to find animals, because falcons have very good eyesight and are very fast, they can fly long distances and find animals, report back to the hunter, or even catch the animal if it is small.
All right, so this activity is called falconry. And if you're a person who is good at this, you can be called a falconer, F-A-L-C-O-N-E-R, falconer. Now, the sanctuary has hundreds of raptors, including the golden eagle that Kazakhs favor for hunting.
Well, they favor the golden eagle, which would be a much larger bird and probably has fantastic eyesight. Now, if you go to the raptor sanctuary, you can enjoy something very fun. We read, during the daily falconry show, watch these magnificent birds fly high above you. So they have a daily show when you can watch this falconry take place.
That's right. Now, you've probably noticed by now that falconry doesn't just involve falcons. As we read here, we're talking about the golden eagle. So falconry is an activity where you can use all kinds of birds of prey to hunt for other things. Falconry. Now, we see a word from our word bank here. It is magnificent. Magnificent. What does that mean, Carolyn?
Well, if something is magnificent, it is very impressive. There's a lot of skill involved, and it's probably very beautiful or even amazing.
That's right. So you could talk about a magnificent show that your friend was in. Of course, there was a lot of skill involved in that show. Or maybe you're talking about the magnificent scenery everywhere around you. It is magnificent.
That's right. And here, the birds are described as being magnificent. And I'm sure that they put on a magnificent show as well. Now, you can continue watching as they swoop down to the ground. And swoop is another word from our word bank. That is an action word, a verb, and it means to fly from a high place and go down very quickly, like an owl or an eagle or a falcon would swoop down when they see a small animal that they want to catch.
That's right. And usually I use this word when I'm talking about birds doing that very thing. They swoop down to the ground. Okay, so these birds of prey, they do this. And we read on, these eagles can spot a target from 3.22 kilometers up in the air. All right, 3.22 kilometers above the ground, and they can see their target from that distance?
It's very impressive. They have amazing eyesight, or magnificent eyesight. It's hard to believe that they can see over 3 kilometers from the air.
That's right. And so what do? They don't just stay up in the air, of course. And then they dive down upon it at over 190 kilometers per hour. Okay, so now these birds are diving, and diving is a word that I usually use when I'm talking about swimming in the water. I dive into the water. But here it's used in another way, Carolyn.
It is used in another way, because when we talk about coming from the air down to the ground, if you swoop, you're going to go back up into the air. But if you dive, you're only going down, and then you will probably stop. You're going to reach your destination.
That's right. So these birds are diving down at over 190 kilometers per hour.
Oh.
That's very fast. Well, you see that word there, at, and usually this is followed by a place of some kind. We're talking about a place. But here in our lesson, we're talking about a speed. So you can use the word at to describe a certain speed. So you could say, During our vacation, we were driving at around 75 kilometers per hour. We were driving at that speed.
That's right. Well, right now it is time for us to go to a place. We are going to the Language Lab to learn something with Michelle.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 首先我们来看的是 Raptor Sanctuary 这个名词。Raptor 是指猛禽，也就是捕食鸟类或动物的禽类。Sanctuary 在这里是指保护区，所以 Raptor Sanctuary 是指猛禽保育区，或者是 Wildlife Sanctuary 是指野生动物保护区。Sanctuary 也可以指庇护所或者是避难所。例如 The cathedral became a sanctuary for the refugees during the war. 这座教堂在战争的时候成为难民的避难所。继续我们看的是 swoop 这个动词。swoop 是指俯冲或猛扑。例如 The jet fighters are circling around ready to swoop and attack. 这些喷射机正在盘旋准备好要俯冲并且攻击了。或者是 The hawk swooped down, caught a rabbit and then soared away.这只隼俯冲下来抓走了一只兔子之后就上腾飞走了。
We are continuing with the second day of our article, Kazakhstan, the Land of Wonders.And today we are leaving the city of Almaty to go to the foothills of a mountain range. And at this mountain range, there is the Sunkar Raptor Sanctuary, where you can see falconry shows, this amazing art of hunting in Kazakhstan. You can watch as these magnificent birds swoop down from great heights at 190 kilometers per hour. They are very fast.Very impressive birds to watch. Well, we still have some more that we want to learn about this land of wonders, Kazakhstan.
Kazakhstan, the land of wonders. Next, experience the natural beauty that Kazakhstan is famous for on horseback. Many believe that this area was where people first rode horses.Thousands of years ago. Ride through the remote area of the central Tian Shan. You'll see forests and cross rivers and mountain passes. You'll also spot flocks of sheep, horses, and the nomads who care for them. It's an unforgettable experience.
All right, if you have your magazine, let's go back to the beginning of this section. We read here, next. So before the break, we were talking about falconry. We were talking about something that you could experience. You could watch these magnificent birds. Next, experience the natural beauty that Kazakhstan is famous for on horseback. So this is what you can do now.
Wow, wow, that sounds like a great thing to do.And here, Kazakhstan is famous for. That's a nice little phrase to know how to use. If something is famous for something, that means it is known for it. That's what you know about it. You and many people know about it. It is famous. So Kazakhstan is famous for its kazi.
Yeah, that's right. It's famous for its kazi. We learned about the horse meat sausages.In yesterday's lesson. But of course, you could use that phrase, some place is famous for something. For instance, if you go to Tainan, that city is famous for its coffin bread. I think it's Guancai Ban. Okay, so famous for its coffin bread. I grew up in a city called Qingshui, and that is famous for its mi gao, which is a kind of rice, a sticky rice snack. So what is your hometown famous for?
That's right. You can think about that. Talk about it in English. Now, Kazakhstan is famous for its natural beauty, and you can experience it on horseback. Many believe that this area was where people first rode horses thousands of years ago. So this would be a great place to ride a horse if this was perhaps the very first place that people ever rode horses.
That's right. So if you love riding horses, or if this sounds interesting to you, you can ride a horse here. We read, ride through the remote area of the central Tian Shan. Okay, so you're riding through this area, and it's kind of remote. Let's look at that word from our word bank. If something is remote, that means it's kind of far away. It's not close by, it's far.
That's right. There is a large distance between maybe the next big city. It's very remote. Perhaps you want to go to a remote place so that you can take beautiful pictures of the scenery. You want to get away from people. Mm-hmm. Now, this is a little bit different from what we learned yesterday with out of the way. If a place is remote, then it's really not close to anything. If some place is out of the way, it's not close to where you are. Okay. Or where you're going.
Okay, so remote. You might also see this word when you're talking about a remote control. Put down that remote control. Don't change the channel. You're watching and enjoying Studio Classroom. Okay, but you see that word in different places in life, okay? So we're talking about the remote area of central Tian Shan, and you'll see forests and cross rivers and mountain passes. Well, this sounds really cool. I would love to go through a forest on horseback and also go across mountain passes. What's that, Carolyn?
Well, that would be a path that goes through the mountains, between the mountains, kind of like a valley, but it's not very wide. It's just a narrow space between these beautiful big mountains. It's just a small path.
Okay, well, that does sound really beautiful, especially if you're going through the valley between these mountains, these magnificent mountains. Well, you'll also spot flocks of sheep, horses, and the nomads who care for them. So even though this is kind of remote, there are still people that live in these places. These people are called nomads. And what is a nomad?
Well, a nomad is a person who wanders from place to place. They don't live in one spot. They mm-hmm. continue to move. And here, they have flocks of sheep, horses, and then the people who care for them. So if you're caring for these animals, you need to keep moving mm-hmm. so that they have plenty of things to eat. And we see a word from our word bank, the word flock. Now, a flock just means a group of animals, but what kinds of animals do we group into flocks, Gabe?
Well, the animals that we care for, or the animals that you might see on a farm, for example, like sheep. Sheep are in flocks. Or goats. You might talk about a flock of goats. But you also might talk about other animals that go together, like flocks of birds. You might see flocks of birds flying through the sky.
That's right, but that is not the word we use when we talk about horses or cows. We call those a herd. Now, there is more that we want to learn about that word sheep with Steve and Ken in the Information Cloud.
You may recall we discussed sheep last month, and what do you know? Sheep reappear in our lesson today.
So, in keeping with this InfoCloud tradition, let's talk about this animal some more. Ken, can we count sheep?
Sure we can, Steve. I count sheep whenever I can't fall asleep.
Well, that is one cure for insomnia, but I meant counting sheep using a plural form.
Oh, that kind of counting sheep. No, we cannot count sheep using a plural form. The plural of sheep is sheep. There is no such word as sheeps.
This type of word is what is called an irregular plural. Most irregular plurals are the names of animals. These irregular plural nouns are always spelled the same as when they are singular. So, what are some other examples besides sheep?
Buffalo, deer, moose, salmon, trout, and squid. Just to name a few.
So, never ever put an S after any of these words.
我们上个月提到绵羊和山羊的差别，今天的课文呢又出现了 sheep， 我们就继续来讨论绵羊吧。讲到 sheep， 最重要的就是这是个单数跟复数同形的名词，也就是说一只羊是 one sheep， 两只羊是 two sheep， 不是 two sheeps， 不能加 s。 所以课文中虽然讲的是 flocks of sheep， 羊群，但注意到 sheep 是不加 s 的，这是一种 irregular plural， 不规则复数，也就是它的名词从单数变为复数时并不是按照普通规则加 s。 有许多的不规则复数名词是动物的名称，像水牛 buffalo， 鹿 deer， 北美麋鹿 moose， 鲑鱼 salmon， 鳟鱼 trout， 还有鱿鱼 squid， 这些字全都不能加 s。 这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, guys. Well, we have been learning a lot about Kazakhstan, about falconry today, as well as about going somewhere on horseback. And we read here, it's an unforgettable experience. If you do this, you won't forget it. You'll remember it forever. Let's continue learning, well, actually enjoying a review skit, and then we'll go learn something with Michelle.
So, now what do you think about Kazakhstan?
Well, I'm enjoying it more and more. Ooh, especially the raptor sanctuary.
Yeah, we discovered Kazakhstan's ancient hunting tradition, falconry.
The sanctuary has hundreds of raptors.
Yeah, the golden eagle is my favorite.
The Kazakhs favor them too, for hunting.
Watching those magnificent birds fly high above us was amazing.
Especially when they swoop down to the ground.
You know, eagles can spot a target from high up in the sky and dive down at amazing speeds.
Yeah.
But now it's time to experience the natural beauty of Kazakhstan on horseback.
On horseback?
Yes. That's what Kazakhstan is famous for.
On horseback?
Yes. Many people believe this was where man first rode horses thousands of years ago.
Oh, on horseback. So where will we ride?
We'll ride through remote areas. We'll see forests and cross rivers and mountain passes.
On horseback. Well, that's nice.
We'll spot flocks of sheep. Horses and nomads. It's an unforgettable experience.
Yeah, but on horseback, what if the horse runs away? Or what if I fall off? Or what if the horse bites me?
Well, that's good. Then our ride will be even more unforgettable.
On horseback. Hello, little horsey. Be nice.
好，接下来我们看的是 remote 这个形容词。Remote 是指偏远的或者是相隔甚远的。例如 ,The Air Force Base is located at a remote site. 这个空军基地位于一个很偏远的地点。Remote 也指久远的。例如 ,The incident happened in the remote past and no one seems to remember it now. 这个事件发生在久远的过去，现在似乎没有人记得了。所以我们来看的是 flock 这个名词。Flock 是指兽群、鸟群或者是群众。例如 ,flocks of sheep are grazing on a hill. 一群群的山羊正在山丘上吃草。或者是 ,flocks of fans were waiting outside the arena to see their favorite stars. 成群的球迷在球场外等着要看他们最喜欢的运动明星。And now, we get ready to learn more from our teachers.
Well, in our lesson about Kazakhstan today, we've talked about two main things, falconry and going somewhere on horseback. Which would you rather do? Try falconry or go somewhere and visit someplace on horseback? Carolyn?
Well, I think I'd really like to try falconry or watch the show because I really like raptors. I really like seeing birds of prey. I think they're beautiful.
They are beautiful. If I had a choice, I would like to try falconry while on the back of a horse. I could do both things. Well, what about you, friends? What would you rather do? Thank you for joining us today. And of course, we will see you next time right here on Studio Classroom.
See you.
I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend. Last a lifetime.